Ladies and gentlemen, episode 8 Woo! Of the Nerd Bad Podcast,
Woo!
The Hulk Show. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a great episode for you guys here today. We're going to talk about a little bit of movies, a little bit of pop culture that's going on right now, a couple of funny things, a couple of sad things, but we're going to make jokes about them. Yeah. So it's pretty funny what's going on. But first, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce 2/3 of the cast today. As always, my faithful, my ride or die, my bottom girl, my big and faithful, my RJ.
Hello, everyone. We're doing a late night podcast tonight.
Late night podcast. We're talking about like we're like on NPR radio. Like, and today, to his right, we have a lovely lady who is going to... Don't quench up on me when I do that. That's not supposed to be good. Ladies and gentlemen, to his right, we have somebody here who is a very skilled actress, someone who just got bangs, who came back from Nashville. She's a wonderful talent, if you would, in the art of acting and improv. Ladies and gentlemen, Susan Exciser.
Woo! Woo!
I'm very happy to be here.
I'm very glad you're here today. And to her right... Nobody right now. Because Thomas is right. She had to go pick up a puppy, so it's going to be kind of fun to have the dog in studio today. So we'll just get started without her. She'll walk in whenever she pleases as the superstar that she is. Actress, comedian, beautiful, beautiful person on the inside and out. She's always late. I don't get this. And she missed the first episode. People don't realize this. She turned back to the first episode. Like, she was the one that I was waiting for to get here. And she was, like, ridiculously late. I don't think she even made it. We didn't even meet up that day. So
that's why we're here. We got you.
Yay.
We got you.
She needs a rabbit.
I know, right?
Mouse in Wonderland. You're late.
Get to the studio. Get to the studio. What's wrong with you? Also, as always, my crowd favorite, my cheerleader.
Our cheerleader. We love her. Gabby, we love you.
This is Gabby Quinn. You got to lean over because the shot's out of sanctuary. People on the podcast who are listening to it on Spotify and Apple Podcast. There she goes. Yay. Also, subscribe to our YouTube because we shoot this live and people have really, really kind of liked the YouTube channel because it goes very well. We release it a week later so that you're forced to listen because you're addicted to our beautiful voices. And always we talk to you and reach out to you from our microphones to your ears. But visually, we pop out. On YouTube, the tubes of YouTube. So yes, it's a beautiful. So I mean, I'm not even gonna go into wrestling because I really didn't kind of like watch a lot of it this week because I was just so busy with work and stuff like that.
Sometimes life happens.
Yeah, life happens. We're building like an attic in my house right now, so it's like, yeah, it's insulation.
Is that in the room upstairs?
Yes. The one to the right. When you walk upstairs, there's a lot of work happening. So I just been. I got my face kicked in basically. I want to talk about something that's really, really kind of funny. As of late, the new Deadpool trailer dropped.
That was great.
I loved it. And we put it up on our page right away. I put it up on our page about the characters when Ant-Man's mask opens up, which is actually true from Old Man Logan. A great read that you can get at any comic book store, especially Jim Hanlon's on New Dorp. Go check them out. Great source of everything that you need comic book-wise. I'll always recommend them. They're my place to go to. So Old Man Logan, they come across a giant dead Ant-Man. And in the trailer, it's more... You see the skull, but you see the Ant-Man head, like the helmet pop up, and you see a bunch of villains from the Sony universe. And I like to say, as soon as that trailer came out...
That was in the Sony universe.
Yeah, it was. The Fox. Fox, sorry. Jeez, I get them so confused. They're both trash, let's be honest. Except first class.
X2 was great.
X2, yes. I liked X2. Yes, okay, yeah. Okay. But I'm talking about like anything after like X2. Like Last Stand was like my last like ability to watch an X-Men movie.
It was my last stand.
Exactly. Yeah. I couldn't stand because I was falling asleep during that damn movie. But anyway.
It was my last sit.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so they had a lot of villains that were in there. And there was another thing too, Eliath, the from the Loki show was also in the trailer. And I don't know if people saw this, but in the trailer you see Eliath over the Ant-Man corpse. So remember when you see the giant purple cloud? That's Ant-Man's corpse on the ground.
Right.
Yeah, so I kind of pointed that out to my friend. He was like... Oh crap! You know, like it's a beautiful trailer. They're setting up a lot of stuff. I said from the beginning, like this is going to take place, and it's Deadpool basically working for the TVA, just like how they announced it. But it's going to be, I knew something was up with this Wolverine. I didn't think it was going to be the old man Logan.
Right.
Maybe this might be young old man Logan from the movie Logan.
Possible.
Because this Logan failed his universe. They talk about that in the trailer.
But there's so many universes out there. Who knows?
Exactly.
They can take anything and just say, exactly. It's this universe.
Exactly. Logan. Which I'm proud of. Maybe this is the animated X-Men.
Possibly. Because a lot's going on
action.
Right now. A lot's going on. The X-Men.
Oh, cartoon. My God. I don't think we talked about it last time because the last episode was a WrestleMania episode,
yes.
Right? So,
yes.
All right. If you're not watching X-Men 97, you are doing yourself a horrible disservice because that show is great. And they brought in, like, back in the 90s, there was a lot of new Magnetos that people don't realize actually happened. There was Cortez, who was basically a mutant who had the ability to super up someone's mutant abilities. And when Magneto was creating Asteroid M, which I don't think they ever, in the original series, they ever brought up Asteroid M, right?
I don't think so.
Okay, so Asteroid M is basically Magneto's space base, where he does all of his day-to-day killing humans operations. So he made that originally to be like a space where mutants can live, but then he was like, you know what, this is kind of crazy. It takes a lot out of me. So this mutant Cortez was kind of like his follower, and then he basically, he made Magneto addicted to him. Which is, it's a great story. I don't want to give much away. But then later on, there was the Bastion. I can't remember how to say his name. Bastion. B-A-S-L-I-O-N, I believe they spell his name. I can't remember how to say it. But basically, he is like, he's like the human Magneto, but with mutant powers. It's so weird. Because like, he has...
Oh, hey!
Hey! Ladies and gentlemen!
There you go.
Yes!
With the puppy.
Yes, with the puppy. We have a puppy in studio.
We have an adorable
Hold the dog
puppy.
Up like Simba! Hold the dog up like Simba!
Okay,
yeah! Right into the camera! Right into the camera! Yay! Simba Nyama, Himma Nyama Hama! Yay! I'm so glad he didn't pee on anything.
As she lifted him, I kind of
What
saw
is going on? Help!
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Awkward.
Well, and Chris is damaged a ton of equipment. Yeah. Chris, have a seat. Come on. I'm talking. Yay.
So
I can do this. This is supposed to happen in episode one. Put your headphones on.
I'm doing it. Give me a second. I just sat down.
Okay, so move your chair down. You're like so high up.
I just got here.
Get settled.
Ladies and gentlemen, Susie, to her right, one of my best friends in the whole entire world. Ladies and gentlemen, I knew this woman for a very long time. She is an actress. She is a funny actress. She's big in the comics. She knows Marvel. We actually, the first time we started hanging out, we actually saw the Scott Pilgrim movie.
Yes.
Yes. A great
yes,
movie by itself. And ladies and gentlemen, Carissa Pigmentelli.
Woo!
Oh, I'm so glad you're here.
In my scrubs. Thank you very much.
Yes, I don't want no scrub.
Oh,
yeah, and she can sing too.
I felt very old because that song showed up on the oldie station not too long
ago. Oh, man. It was bad.
I was singing the song. I was loving it. And then suddenly it goes, CBS FM oldies. I'm like, oh.
And me now. And
that
and
hurt.
Me.
That hurt.
Oh, that literally. Oh, that literally hurt.
I'm gonna need a Band-Aid for that one. A little piece of Tristan.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. The baby wants a mama. Aww, let it go. It's okay. No, there
What's
we go.
What's his name?
His name is Prince.
Aww. Prince is adorable. Yeah. Little puppy.
Oh, I love you too.
Aww. He's like, what's going on, Mom?
What's this table? Can I eat it?
He's going to probably sniff around. He just has to be near me.
Yeah. So we were talking about Marvel X-Men 97. So X-Men 97, great show. I hope
Oh,
you...
yes, I have been watching.
Oh my God. The episode with Genosha is such amazing. I felt so much pain in my heart. It's such a great episode because it's very comic accurate. Like I'm surprised they didn't bring out Polaris because maybe they might bring that for like a season finale and leave it on that, but I like I said last time, we all watched the episodes, Magneto's alive.
Yeah.
Because I think we talked about, Magneto's alive, and I was like, 100%, like, something happened, he just got, like, warped out of there or something crazy like that, because I was like, they're not going to kill him off after he did such a great job.
There's nobody, come on.
Yeah, there's nobody, yeah. So, the show's great, if you're not watching it, but yeah, all the characters that they're bringing in, it's like a lot of late 90s stuff, because the character was actually brought in, like, a year before the show... ended, I believe. It was X-Men 97 ran to, when did it end? Like 98, 99, something like that?
Was it 5 years?
It was 5 years.
Yeah, I think
so. So it was like around 97, 98, Battleston was put in the episode. They also had the OZT on it, which was actually great. OZT, people don't even know what it means. It means Operation Zero Tolerance, where they are like not playing around. It is like, yeah, it's a whole big thing. I don't want to ruin it for people, so yeah. So watch X-Men 97, great show, great show. And what else?
It's got it's got a really cool plot twist. It's got a couple of plot twists, but I actually really myself enjoy it. I haven't seen X-Men in a long time, and I'm really enjoying this show. So
I mean, we got time.
I felt like it was Saturday morning cartoons again.
Yes.
It was very,
Well,
so I can't wait to see what happens
next.
You
hear the intro song, and it's like you're already teleported right there.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad they went with that.
I love how they change the sequences every episode. It always changes.
Yeah.
So that's really good. The best thing about, I feel like, people didn't realize this, in the beginning.
I'm so sorry.
No.
Okay, I'm just glad it's not a ghost.
We gotta fix the camera right here.
I'm just glad it's not a ghost. Because suddenly that camera moved to like 2 inches to the left.
I'm so sorry.
And I was like, oh my goodness, my biggest fear is actually about to happen. We are being poltergeisted right now.
Is that your biggest fear?
It's okay.
Well, I fear like the unknown.
Okay.
Like the
we're still good. The shot's still good. Yay!
The other world.
For people listening right now, the camera just moved very suddenly and everyone just like stopped and like
uh-oh.
It looked like the movie Up. It was like, I am a gag squirrel.
I don't want to scare anybody, but I don't think we're alone here.
Uh-oh.
But yeah, so also, what I was going to say is the Marvel show. So the beginning of the Marvel intros, you know how it always has like the flashbacks and everything? If you look closely, it actually has the old school Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, like from the 60s animation put into it. If you take a look at it, next time you do, okay. So if you're watching this at home or wherever you get this, yeah, check that out. It's a really cool little Easter egg. So I wonder if they're going to eventually bring back Spider-Man.
Oh, I hope so.
Because they did do a crossover episode once. So, yeah.
There's been a lot of Marvel characters in there.
Yeah. And they brought in Captain America.
I was Captain America.
Sorry to spoil that for people. I apologize. We usually try and keep this as a spoil-free zone, but today we just screwed up.
We're just kind of going crazy.
Yeah, we're going crazy. So.
Late night. That's why it's late night.
Captain non-America.
Yeah, you had less than 24 hours, okay?
It's more like Captain Puerto Rico.
Exactly.
You know,
Captain Puerto Rico. Captain Angelhead.
Technically, it's an American territory.
So exactly, yes.
This is true.
Yeah, Captain Puerto Rico. But now, we'll make a new topic up since we have a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. The comparison between that and the DC shows. I like, obviously, DC cartoons have always been so much better because they have... what's it called? Young Avengers, and they had the Justice League cartoon. Like, there's so much good stuff. Batman animated series, Superman. God, yeah. So those shows have always been iconic to me, and they kind of ran the same time as the Batman, X-Men, Iron Man, Incredible Hulk. People kind of forget about that one. Silver Surfer was like really like the last one before that whole entire line got canceled. Because so it was really kind of like butting heads and stuff like that. And I feel like people don't realize, but they changed the animation company. Towards the end of X-Men, so it's completely, that last couple episodes were done by a completely different studio. Mm. So that's when they started really kind of falling off. But afterwards, it was like a reemergence of animation, like the end of the 2000s, mid, like 2010s, you know, there was a lot of Spider-Man, the new stuff that came out, and it just kind of got really, for kids again, I was really happy to see that stuff, you know? But then they started doing, like, Spider-Man and Spider-Friends, where it's, like, the all kiddie version and everything like that.
Yes.
And I'm like, they have Green Goblin, so they're making this mass murderer into something that is all happy.
It was a little too kid-friendly.
Yeah, that was too kiddie. I was like, I get it. You're trying to get them, you know? But at the same time, it was just like, you know, this is kind of messed up, right?
Yeah.
but how sad
it's like,
is
oh,
it?
I just murdered your entire family. Yeah, let's be friends.
I murdered your girlfriend. Yeah.
But how sad is it that we actually don't have any more Saturday morning cartoons?
See, that's a really detriment.
I think that's crazy nowadays.
Yeah.
That
there's kids on the internet, you know.
Channels
it's because it's because also we have streaming services.
Exactly.
So if a kid wants to, or kid says, "Hey, mommy, I want to watch whatever," chances are if it's on there, they'll put it on.
And like this is something I want to bring up too. It's like the oversaturation. I think I touched on this once, but we never really kind of went into depth, right? So back in the day, there was no YouTube, there was no internet where you could get something at the top of your, you know, drop of a finger. So what happened was you had to watch at certain times.
Yep.
And I think that bred us to be our oldest generation who remembers that stuff. Like, remember, like, yep. Disney afternoons? Like, you come home from school, gummy bears!
Or, Bobby's World! Chip, chip,
chip, chip, yes! I used to run home to watch Bobby's World.
Chip, 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 and Dale! Wait, how Rescue about... Rangers!
Not quite cartoons here, but does anyone remember TGIF?
Yes! That was my next one! Yeah. That was my next thing, was TGIF. You yep. stayed home because kids weren't going out that well. I mean, we were sneaking out and stuff like that, you know? But what's it called? But, like, most of the time, like, that's when Urkel came on, you know? Yep. That's when Step by Step came on, you know? And all these other great shows. And you had to kind of catch it, you know? Like, it wasn't like, oh, I'll watch the rerun. Mm-hmm. It was that time only. That's when it happened. So I feel like today's... I'm not a generational basher at all. I'm just saying that it's like... There's things where you cannot understand that mindset because now we have binge watching.
Well, we also had back then, we had a collective experience because I can't tell you how many times I've heard people talk about how they feel alone and blah, 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 at social media, blah, 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 blah. But I've noticed it's more the fact that back then, even if we were not doing something together, think about it. We all had to be home on a certain time to catch a certain thing. And then that's how we found other people that wanted to talk about the same thing or what have you. You know, we have that collective experience.
And that's the main reason.
We don't
reason.
Have that as much.
And that's the main reason why I made this podcast because, well, ladies and gentlemen, these are the experiences that I've had growing up where I talk about in episode one where I didn't have that many friends. And these things brought us together because it was a monumental social thing where something happened on television and everyone kind of talked about it the next day. Hey, we kind of get a sample of that, like with Game of Thrones, and people always said, oh, how come they just don't release Game of Thrones all at once? It's like, that's what shows were back in the day.
Yeah.
And I think the oversaturation of being able to get any piece of information at one given time has kind of ruined the experience of entertainment. Because now...
Well, hold on. I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah. Yes, it was that way back in the day, but I know the streaming services want you to hang on to them a little bit. So it's
They put out good stuff. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I love my Netflix. I love Hulu. I love all that stuff. You know, we watch all this stuff and we watch a lot of great shows. A lot of the Marvel stuff I really do generally enjoy, even the TV shows. But at the same time, it's like, it's all right there.
Yeah.
And I like how things come out over a week because that's what it was. You know,
definitely gives you something to look forward to.
Exactly. It's the anticipation and not going like, oh, let's, I feel like the anticipation kind of drops when it's like, oh, wow, that guy just got murdered. Okay, let's see what happens in the next episode. You know, it's like, it's right there. So it's like that, oh my God, you get to talk to your friends. You get to talk to strangers. Like, what about that new show with blah, 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 blah. Oh, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
That's the entertainment factor with wrestling. You could watch wrestling anytime you want now. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, it used to be Saturday morning, Monday morning, Monday morning, and then on a Thursday night, Thunder, you know? Like, and it was that was the place to get it.
Monday Night Raw.
And it built up an anticipation and a want to get it, you know? So that's...
It just gave you something to look forward to. I mean, even now, a couple of my friends, they'll be like, oh, hey, we're watching Raw tonight, so, you know, if you want to come by. So
exactly. We
make a day out of it.
Exactly.
By the way, slightly off topic, I just want to say thank you for making the Nerd Podcast instead of a podcast that was like, what do you think is a high-value man, high-value woman?
Screw those people. I'm not... Man, what do you think about this? Yeah. I made a girl to say... You know, shut up. You're going to be alone forever. Whatever, freaking losers.
I just thank you. Thank you for not falling into that trap.
Oh, God, no. God, no.
Oh, thank you.
I look at those things. Listen, don't get me wrong. They're making content. It's very pinpointed. They have a very narrow group of people. I'm not saying...
They have their own demographic.
They have their own demographic. There's a bunch of guys out there that are probably... there's probably successful guys that make way more money than I do. And guess what? I don't care. But there's also people out there that make way less than me. And guess what? I don't care. But the whole thing is that you're getting into a theme where you're trying to get guys wild up. Do I think the dating game is absolutely fair? No. And that's why I got out. That's why I married that one right there.
Yay!
The whole point of every race... What?
No, he's
Oh, that was you? You were there that day? But yeah, the whole thing about like relationships and everything is to get to the point where you spend the rest of your life with somebody. And the thing is,
I still
more you dwell on
wedding.
The game of that, you're not going to have a good time. Sorry.
I still laugh at your wedding where, you know, you guys came out with the wrestling bells that said, like, Mr. and Mrs. Quinn.
Was amazing.
Heard it.
Was amazing. And the way you started the songs, like, you both had a song and her song was so dirty and it started and you were like, wait.
Certified free.
We can't play this.
And I run over to the DJ booth.
That was hilarious.
And I was like, your dad's here.
And we did like the fake hot mic moment. It was just like, what are you doing? Your dad is here.
I was sitting there going, no, she's not.
Yeah.
Oh, she is. No, she is. And then Mike was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I was like, oh my God, this is all part of it. This is all part of it. Yeah. Everybody relax. Everybody relax.
She wrote the entire skit.
There were several people that were like, oh my God, are they fighting? And I'm like, it's a bit. Will you just enjoy it?
Like, that's the thing. It was so genuine, like the way we came out and everything. And then it was like we did the whole entire, oh, I should put this up here. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to cut to it, all right? Listen, I usually don't like to bring in the whole entire stuff, but we're going to cut to my wedding scene real quick.
He looks so happy when he talks about it.
Enjoy this little bit that me and my wife put on for our wedding.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to give you and introduce to you two of my dear friends. Please make some noise for the new Mr. and Mrs. Michael Quinn! Come on, make some noise out there for them!
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Boys, tell a story about you. That was really great too. The whole thing was really good. I got it. All right. So we've been at odds about music. Now, we both picked two songs. One's a backup. And my first song should be our first dance. I think it sums up who we are as a couple. Dre?
I like this.
Everyone was freaking out. Like, there were people who were really like, are they getting into a fight right now? And then the ending was like, the ending was perfect, I think. Because as you saw, everything.
It was
yeah.
cute. It went from it silly perfect. Shit yeah. to.
But that's the point. Like, aww. Yeah.
We must recreate the day, though.
Yeah,
yeah it was.
Hey, you got one freaking wedding out of me, okay? All right.
Well, what if you guys make, like, the 10, 20-year mark? Would you do it again?
Yeah, we'll do something like that again.
You should. It's, what is it? Like,
we'll play a little twist on it, you know? Yeah. Mess around with it a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, a little money in a bank for the belts.
There you go.
Someone beats me, becomes a husband.
Are you not entertained?
And then we all just stand up and bow, curtain call. I'm Scott Hall. She's Kevin Nash.
I was gonna say you guys should do like a tag team and be like, oh, you know, just like
yeah, we'll fight yeah. other, we'll fight we'll other fight wedding other couples. Yeah. Then we gotta get other belts made. That's a process. I gotta get more sponsors.
Would it be wrong if I promoted myself too?
Go for it.
Okay. Okay.
Get a tight shot, man. Get a tight shot.
All right. So it is actually not comic related, but I did get a chance to do some painting, and me and a good friend of mine were doing an immersive art experience actually over here at the Hub. It's called Project Extinction, and what we've done is we've done many different murals of animals that are possibly going to be extinct in an effort to raise awareness. Proceeds are going to go to the World Wildlife Fund. Got a little blacklight fun too there, so you know you guys could literally come in and get lost. And it is actually kid friendly, so you know you could bring the youngsters too, or mm-hmm. you could just you know have a nice little date weekend. It is going to be from August 9th to August 18th.
Awesome!
So very excited nice. About it.
Awesome! Because we'll I get back out. From Columbia because I'm going to be wrestling Columbia. A little drop from there. A little end of July, beginning
no
of August.
No big deal.
No big deal. It's going to international below the equator and stuff. You know,
dude, I've seen pictures of Columbia. You have just you're going to love it.
I love the stadium. It's a beautiful stadium. I was showing her the other day. But yeah, we're going to do this great cause for extinct animals. We're going to finish them off. Little legs.
Oh my God! You horrible human.
I wish.
Oh! We're saving them. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were just getting the rest of them, you know, the little fast ones, you know, those got away.
Actually, just sorry about to say, that. As a souvenir, I'd like you to bring back some meat, because from what I've heard, Colombia has the best beef.
I've heard
in,
this.
In, like, the world. Yeah. You're like, Paraguay and Colombia and a couple other, like, nations have excellent meat.
Good. All right, so we're going to come to the meat and potatoes, our main topic for tonight. We're going to talk about the good old-fashioned movies that we love. Now, I brought this up to you guys before. We're going to talk about movies that you love. Movies that you hate, and movies that, well, basically you kind of hate to love because they're that bad. Mm. But you love them. You know what I mean? Like your guilty pleasures. So let's start randomly. Okay. I'm thinking of a number. I gave everyone here a number, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to start with a number, and it's between 1 and 4, and I'm going to go to you. I have assigned everybody a number. Okay. And it's not in any exact sequence. So you have to pick, and that person goes first.
Okay, three.
Damn, fuck you, it's me.
You could have said no, it's you.
Damn.
I did it for The Rock.
I did this for The Rock. I was waiting for, actually, side note, I was waiting for something that had to come up back at WrestleMania, because it's like Rikishi's son, like a solo comes out.
It's opening, yeah.
But anyway, so, all right. So one of my personal favorite movies, it's like, it's such a great movie, and I want to do an entire episode on it, Star Wars.
Of course.
Now,
of course.
The first three.
Mm-hmm. Do you mean
four through six?
Thank you.
Four, five, and six. The first one was always my favorite, because I kind of watched them. What's it called? Like, very much in my, like, when I was five. So that was the first time I ever watched them. And I think I mentioned this here on the podcast before. The first movie that I've ever seen, my mom took me when I was a baby with my brother, was to see Return of the Jedi.
Mm.
So I was a little baby. That was literally the first movie I ever got to go see. So one was always awesome to me because I just, it was the first one. I was like, geez. People fighting in space. This is crazy, you know? Like, what space? I don't know exactly, but they're fighting in it, you know? So the Death Star, the build, everything. Darth Vader flies off into space. You think that's it. You know, good guy wins. And then there's a sequel. Like, wait, now they're on ice?
And we have to remember, it is a sequel where everybody kind of loses.
Yeah.
It's not a happy ending.
That is the golden point. Like, I say movie because, like, to me, the first ones, four, five, and six, have always been one giant movie to me because I watched them back to back. Yeah. You know, I didn't get a chance to go see them in the movie theater separately. So my brother would watch them all the time back to back, and my mom loved Star Wars. So I would sit there and just, like, watch them all in order. To me, it was like one giant movie. So, but that was later on when I was a little bit older. But mm-hmm. I just remember watching episode one and episode four and just watching that as its own thing. And then I remember watching them all just in sequence later on in life. Mm-hmm. So it's a great set of movies. But if I had to pick one, my favorite one of all is two. Because mm-hmm. I'm sorry, five. Because the good guys get their ass kicked. And it's like, oh my God. Like, you're going to, like, Han gets frozen in carbonite. There's betrayal. Han and everyone gets betrayed by freaking
Lando
Calrissian. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Luke goes off to train with Yoda, and then he loses his hand. Like, wow. Talk about, like, you.
Let's talk about how messed up that is. It's his father chopping off his hand. Like, son, you defy me.
He's like, and the worst part was, like, that. I always say, like, imagine, like, if things happen out back then as they do now. Imagine, like, the internet rage of Darth Vader being Luke Skywalker's dad. It's like,
oh,
OMG, the lazy writing of this movie. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, bro,
There actually was a movie.
Thank
I remember
God there was
seeing
no internet.
Where it was basically a post-apocalyptic setting.
Yeah.
And these guys that were around for when Star Wars was made and all that, they're doing, like, a little performance for the kids in there because there's no television now. And they acted out Star Wars. And all the kids, as they find out, I am your father. Ah! They're just, like, Home Alone.
It's such great writing. Like, I mean, everything had a twist. Everything had, like, a build-up to it. Leia in Return of the Jedi has a more active role, mm-hmm. but then she gets put into, like, slave like bikini wear, and mm-hmm. like, it's just really weird. Like, it was just a beautiful movie. Two is always gonna be my favorite. One movie that I can't say enough of that I hate, and it was people get mad at me the entire time, and I think you know me more than anybody, where I say I often ruin things for myself because I just kind of overthink it. I'm like, that's what's going on. The Sixth Sense.
Ooh, I liked that one.
Hate it.
Really?
Like, you saw it from the trailer. I see dead people. And guess what happens? In the first part of the movie, Bruce Willis gets shot. So you kind of, I was like, wait, didn't he die?
Mm.
And, like, I was with my friend Kathleen Guerra. Yeah, I'm like, he gets shot in the beginning of the movie. Like, and the whole trailer is just kicking see dead people, and no one else talks to him except for the kid. The wife is always mourning. It looks like she's mourning. I'm like, oh, he's dead. He's a ghost.
They did it. They did it subtly enough, because that was the thing. Like they left it vague enough for you to think, like, well, think about it. Let's be honest. You know enough from what you do. Someone gets shot at that close range, you're probably not going to survive.
Exactly. I mean, this was well before my person, job and everything.
Yeah, but the average person doesn't know that, because I cannot tell you how many times, especially you know, working in the hospital. People, I remember flipping out. I saw this thing online where, you know how now they're making like TikTok dramas where it's like a smidgen of something.
Oh, okay.
And they're usually, and some of them are good. I will give them that. But then there's some that are just so poorly written and acted. Because look, I'm pretty sure when you see someone you like, you go, oh, it's Elizabeth Warren. I cannot believe you're here and you have all this and you did this to me. Like, that's not good writing. Okay. Yeah. Writers show, they do not tell. Yeah. And that is what they're notorious for. But long story short, in this little drama, a girl fainted, and when she's at the hospital, they said, oh ma'am, you've had, vasovagal syncope. And they're like, and she's like, what does that mean? And it says, oh, it just means where you faint when you see blood. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. Yeah. No, it doesn't. You want to know what it is? The risk of getting a little graphic here. You ever try to take a crap and for a second you see stars?
Yeah.
Because you almost faint. That's what it is. And in my head, I'm like, did they just, wow.
They misdiagnosed this poor
woman. I want to really say, like, every, like, nurse and doctor around, like, that was watching that around the country is probably like, oh, no.
No.
Yeah, just no. Mm.
Oof. But yeah, absolutely hated that movie because I telegraphed it and I'm like, and I'm looking around and I'm like, I told my friend Kat, I'm like, he's dead.
But that's another thing. I noticed some movies are told out of order. I'm wondering if that was what most people thought, because I wasn't sure either.
No, because people kind of like thought like, oh no, he's not dead. He's a psychiatrist. He just survived. And I'm like, I look at my friend, I'm like, no, I actually fell asleep during the movie. I'm being dead serious. My friend Kat, I wake up, I'm like,
sorry, drooling your shoulder. I loved it. I was really little. I remember watching it.
One guilty movie that I absolutely positively love more than anything, and people think I'm absolutely crazy for it. I'm going to sound like a complete psychopath.
It's okay.
I don't know. I don't know why. It's like one of these I got to build it up because it's so weird. Give me the drum roll.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Come on, my hands are getting tired.
Crossroads with Britney Spears.
Wait, what?
That's not what
it is so bad. It is funny.
Oh my God, I almost forgot about that though.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. You one of the worst part is I was talking to my friend about Britney the other day. And she goes, yeah, you know, Britney said in her book that she method acted for that. I'm like,
what?
But it's not much of a stretch here.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That movie, if you ever never heard of Britney Spears' Chorus, there's a certain woman. I forget her name. I forget how to say her name, but because, you know, we're never good with names here. it's like a running joke. Basically, what happens is that, like, she goes on, like, a trip with her friends. And it's just a really, I don't want to give the premise away because you have that desire to watch it, but there's a certain person from the Marvel Universe who's in it, and it's Gamora.
Yes.
And that was like one of her first roles. Yeah.
Wow.
So that movie is so bad. It's just.
I mean, you got to start somewhere. Yeah. And also, I'm aware that she did try to do a song too.
Yes.
Her stage name was Boomcat.
Yes.
I'm really aging myself here.
So a notable mention to movies that are really bad that you should watch, and I'm guarantee you, I don't know if anybody, I'll gauge it just by watching you guys' faces. Hereditary. Yeah. Don't say anything. Watch it. That's your Google homework for today, kids. All right. So we picked three, right? Okay. Yes. Babe, pick a number. Two. Carissa.
Ah, damn it. Okay. I'm number two. I see how it is. Okay. So, man, I got a lot.
So I know my wife is playing with the dog right now and is absolutely adorable.
No, please.
He's always like, hey, Mom, how you doing? I'm still back here. But this nice lady's petting me.
Oh, he loves you. So cute.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so.
Favorite movie of all time.
Favorite movie of all time. Oh, boy, this is going to be a hard one for me because I do have a lot of favorites. But I do notice one of my good feel-good movies has to be The Princess Bride.
That's a good one.
Yeah. With Andre the Giant.
Yes.
I also thought got their way, Princess.
That's a fantastic movie.
That's an actual line.
It's,
I just forgot what he says.
It's super quotable. Yeah. It is a fairy tale movie, but it also makes fun of itself, which is what I like.
Exactly. It has a little jabs at itself. great movie.
But I think that's what is good about it. I think if it took itself too seriously, it probably would not have done as well.
So, side note, the actor who played, what's his name? With the mask. Do you know that in Robin Hood Men in Tights, they actually talk about it?
I was just thinking that
he
movie.
He goes, unlike other Robin Hoods, I can speak with an English accent.
Yes!
So that's an actual thing. Because he said, everyone thought he was British when that movie first came out. A lot of people thought he was British. And then he was like, you're American? So it was kind of like a little, ha-ha.
He's great.
Yeah. He also got his foot cut off in Saw, but you know.
I was going to say, he did not do so well in that movie. Okay, but there's another film that I just, oh God, I'm a little nervous right now. So a movie that is so bad.
That you hate, like, oh God, I can't watch this. Absolutely. You know how, like, the movies you could turn on and be like, oh, I love this movie. Let's, whatever we're doing. No, stop, we're going to watch this. One movie you're like, change it right now. I will bring blood across this floor. Your hand will fall dead to the ground. Change this right now.
Oh God.
Give me something you absolutely like. No, this movie sucked. It was bad. It was horrible.
So, Damn.
Start thinking, kids, because you're next.
I got this.
Okay, there's a couple, but I'll admit there's some that I will still watch.
Okay.
Just because it's so bad, I will make fun of it.
Well, we'll save that for your third one.
I'll be honest with you. I really did not like, I did not like Terrifier.
Wow.
No. Don't stop with that.
No, I'm shooting the dog.
Okay.
Well, behind the scene footage.
I will say Terrifier 2
Terrifier 2 had a great cast, all right?
No, it did have a great cast.
There were some beautiful people in that movie. Awesome, great people.
One of them's at this table. Well, here's the thing. I didn't already guess.
Well, because here's the thing. Well, I feel bad saying it because I did obviously like the cast and all that, but I liked the short that they did better when they first made it.
Yeah.
Like when they had no budget. And I kind of think that made them a little more creative with their stuff. I think when they got a little extra money, they went crazy with it.
As they should.
Yeah, which, look, I get it. But part of me is just like, all right, I get it. You wanted to sell movies. You wanted to do that. Awesome. But I kind of feel like they had a better story in the short. But I feel like they just stretched it
I will say this. They absolutely murdered people in that movie. And it was like cartoon when he cut the girl in half with the chainsaw. Spoiler alert. The movie's been out for like, what, 7 years now?
Come on. I was watching it, and a friend of mine starts going, beat the pussy up.
I love it.
Yeah, and then at one point, I know, like, he wears the other girl's breasts on himself. And I'm like, oh, boy.
It's so good. Go check it out, Terrifier. It's in your local Blockbuster right now. Yeah. All right, give me a movie that you hate so much because it's good. It's just so bad. It's so bad, but you love it.
All right, I don't know if I'd say I hate it, but it is kind of freaking cheesy, and I do like it for that reason, ironically enough. It's actually Roadhouse, and I forgot about it.
Say the new one. No. God damn it.
Well, no, hold on a second.
I used to F guys like you in prison. If I ever got a tattoo, I'd get that tattooed across my chest. Not that I ever
was like,
did.
I should not, make nothing t-shirts wrong like with that.
It. But I'm just saying, it was a funny ass quote when I was a kid.
Like, that's
my mom was like, don't ever say that.
I was going to say, that's an interesting thing to say to somebody when you're trying to kick their ass. It's like, exactly. I used to fuck guys like you in prison. Yeah. But no, I like the old one better. I mean, the new one, here's the thing. Conor McGregor, you could clearly tell he was having a great time.
He was great.
He was great in that.
I feel like he just drank a Red Bull and just like, I move my eyes.
But hear me out with him. He definitely took the original Roadhouse seriously. Yep. Because I still remember when he comes up with like a golf club, when he goes to the club and he goes, oh, it's been a while since I went clubbing. And and like the little silly little stuff he said. And also, like, I don't know why, but the way he walked, it was like, do-do-do-do-do. Yep, everyone sees
he walked like a souped-up Vince McMahon. If you ever saw the Vince McMahon walk, it was just like, I don't know what it was. I feel like they were like, hey, watch these Looney Tunes cartoons, and when they all dress up in like different things, like when Daffy Duck was like, and like Bugs Bunny was like doing a merengue and stuff like that, and like they took like all these exaggerated versions of these cartoons, like, dude, this is what you are.
But that was the thing. I feel like the new one, it's kind of like what we're saying with The Princess Bride. Yeah. It took itself a little too seriously. Yeah. I think the story wasn't bad. I mean, I didn't hate it, but I just feel like. Well, look, Jake Gyllenhaal's not Patrick Swayze. Let's be honest here.
He's not our generation's Patrick Swayze.
Rest in peace. No. He's actually dead.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Yay, Susie got someone.
Woo, I knew something.
Finally, someone who's dead. Thank you, Susie. Susie's putting everybody in a freaking early grave.
But yeah, it just took itself a little too seriously. So the original one is always going to be in my heart. And I knew how good it was. Think about it. When the new movie version comes out, and in the top 10 ahead of it was the old Roadhouse. What does that say?
Yeah. I mean, the old Roadhouse is pretty good. I mean, Terry Funk, God bless. I love you. You're an inspiration to me. I mean, I don't think they even tried to replace him during the movie, which was actually like, they were like, yeah. All right. Who picks another number? Babe, pick another number. You have to pick one or two.
She already picked two, so it's...
No, you said three.
No, I said
you
two.
I'm sorry. So you two.
So it's one or four.
There you go.
So
it's RJ.
I'm four?
Yep.
Okay, so since you took my top movie, I'll go with my second favorite movie of all time, which is going to be, of course, RoboCop, the original, 1987.
The first one.
Back memories.
Oh.
One of the greatest movies of all time. It's basically a Jesus Christ metaphor.
Exactly.
He walks on water
exactly.
and shoots rapists
exactly.
in the...
Yeah, exactly. We're not allowed to curse. We can curse, but I have to keep this on YouTube and stuff like that. So no cursing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're trying to blur it out. Don't worry about it.
That's the way I curse once.
Do you want me to just say the F word so many times? F-word. So like in Morse code,
exactly.
It'll just come across.
We don't know. Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. Sound like art. Also, side note: Do you know who the most gangster
the
person?
The Muffin Man.
No,
the Kool-Aid Man.
Do you know on Drury Lane?
Do you know the most gangster person in all of Star Wars history? R2-D2. Everything he said was bleeped out. Dad joke! You're welcome for that one.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. So, go ahead. RoboCop. Tell me.
RoboCop. You know, it's just the story of Alex Murphy.
Yep.
You know, cop. You know, loving father. Yep. Loving husband.
Yep.
He's trying to do his best life. They move him to a new precinct.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, he gets killed by Clarence Boddicker and his gang.
Side note, if you never saw RoboCop, the first one, just Google Officer Murphy dies. I think that was like the most traumatic thing I seen as a child up to that point.
I think the Ed 209 scene was a little more, was worse.
Yeah, but no, I'm at that point as a child. Talk about the movie as a whole. Holy crap. Yeah, when he died, wow. It was like... The special effects, which were absolutely amazing back in the 80s.
Squibs,
like
blood squibs.
Squibs are everywhere. Everywhere. Such beautiful, beautiful stuff that they did back in the 80s with like live action, non-CGI special effects. Not even special effects, but like I would say like...
Practical effects.
Practical effects. There you go. Practical effects. Yeah. Absolutely off the chart. You need to watch RoboCop 1 from start to finish and just watch what happens.
And it's just it's fantastic. I was also going to say, it's also great because it's an R-rated movie essentially marketed to kids.
Yeah.
They had full toys and everything. So it's like, here, RoboCop with the, not the spark, what's the thing, the cap gun.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
And you could be like firing multi-action RoboCop, and I'm like, this is awesome. I can't wait to see this movie when I get a little older.
You want to know something really creepy? Do you know that that was literally the toys? Like, not even the toys, but, like, that was supposed to be, like, I don't know. I thought as an adult, when I look back, I thought they were playing a giant joke on us. Like, they were the company, and they were selling us, like, because the company had, like, all these, like, crazy commercials and stuff like that. And I felt like they just did that to us as kids. They were like, wait, kids saw this movie? Get Mattel on the line. Whoever made the toys, I don't know. They had the RoboCop visor. They had the RoboCop leg gun for kids. And I had it when I was a kid. A whole bunch of different stuff. Oh, the little action figures.
Not a movie, but I just started thinking of Spawn. You remember
Spawn.
That?
Yeah, Spawn was good.
No, because a friend of mine had like the whole seasons. And I'm thinking like to myself, like this was marketed towards kids. Because I remember seeing the commercials for the toys on TV.
Yeah.
And mind you, I'm watching the actual series. And
it's
at one point, like
up,
one
yeah.
of the, yeah, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know I'm going to do a whole entire episode on like the animated movies of like particular things. That's probably going to come down the line. But Susie, you're up. I'm sorry. No, RJ. Sorry. Yeah, RJ. Yeah.
Okay.
So
he's got more
your worst one.
My least favorite one, the one that made me laugh and I almost walked out of, is going to have to be The Last Jedi. I lost
my mind.
Oh, my
God.
Mind.
I'm 100% with you.
I lost my mind when Leia started pulling that Mary Poppins shit.
What
I was like, what?
Who? Oh, so is it true that the person who made that movie like never watched Star Wars? Someone told me that.
Oh, I think so. Yeah. Rian Johnson doesn't like
what?
What's his name again?
Rian Johnson.
Rian Johnson. Screw you. All right. Like
Screw you.
He wanted to subvert our expectations the whole time. That was the whole point of that film.
Bro, I'm sorry. You are a lazy person. If you don't, if you cannot watch Star Wars and you work in film, I'm sorry. You are just stop. Dude, whatever you're doing, go to Starbucks, fill an application, get a job, and live your life like that, okay? Because you, same people that I said about, like, who ruined, what's it called? What was that one movie we talked about where they ruined it? Whatever it was. Anyway, so yeah, you screw you, whoever it was I talked about. Watch my podcast. Watch the episodes I said. All these people, I hope you, like, have bad days and you freaking miss all your planes for the rest of your life. I don't care. Like, I hope bad things upon you. Like, I hope every single house you move into has mold, dude. Like, Jesus, like.
You make the most oddly specific curses for people.
I hope you step all on Legos.
And I hope your socks never stay up underneath your pants.
I hope you lose every one of your socks, like just one of them, all right?
I hope your big toe rips through every one that you have.
Exactly. And I hope you step in like really cold, wet puddles when you go home.
You stomp that toe. I hope
right when you leave your house, first step out of your house, I want to be in a puddle.
Yeah, I still think.
And I hope all your microwave meals are cold in the middle.
That The Last Jedi just basically ruined kind of Star Wars because at that point, when you had that when you had the end of that film, it was like, well, where do you go from here?
I know.
You killed Snoke. Luke Skywalker just died.
The thing about Snoke
it's like everything's. Where do you go from here?
The thing about Snoke that got me so mad was that, like, they obviously set that up to be like a big bad. And I feel like they were like, no. I knew the Emperor was coming back. Don't get me wrong. But, like, it's in the books, you know? Like, I read the books. I was like, all right, Emperor's coming back. We're cool. Okay. But you're going to kill off Snoke. Dude. Like, let's...
I think this was also the days before people knew to leave certain things open.
Exactly. And you could have left it as it was. Absolutely, and they did. But killing Snoke was just... I'm sorry, it really, like, boggled my mind because then they had this giant fight scene. And like I said before, like, I think I talked about this before one of the podcasts where we talk about The Last Jedi where they changed the story from the twins because it was originally Luke and Leia have twins. They get spread apart because they don't want the Emperor to get the Dark Forces to get a hold of them.
Yes.
And then they end up coming back together anyway, and it was supposed to be them. That's what I thought, and I figure like, they were like, oh, yeah, we'll do this. But then we won't give people what they want. That's the real dark side right
Plot
there.
Plot twist.
Well, they had everything written in the books. Yeah. They could have just taken those ideas, but now it's just the expanded universe. Even though you now have...
ruined it.
You have what's his name? The Chris. Why, the blue guy. Why am I forgetting his name?
The
Admiral Thrawn. Admiral Thrawn.
Admiral Thrawn.
He was basically from the books. Yeah. And now he's all in. He's like the main bad now.
Yeah. And he's also in Clone Wars too. So but he came from the books.
Like, I think it was heir from the Empire.
I mean that as in, like, they actually took Thrawn and then, like, made him from the books into a viable character on the show. Right. So I feel like you have people who follow this. And people, I mean, the show was great. If you ever watched the Star Wars animated shows, absolutely just drop whatever you're doing and watch them. But the thing was that with Thrawn, it was him and Ezra going into the portal, then coming out, and now they're in the other episodes of stuff. And I think that's great because it shows, like, these shows were not just for kids. These are things that people actually enjoyed, adult and kids. Like, that was the best thing that Star Wars did since, like, Return of the Jedi. Mm-hmm. Rogue One, awesome. I don't give a damn what anybody says. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Solo movie, absolutely loved it. It was great. It brought back Darth Maul, and I think that was a great extension of how he should have been. Because now you could have gone to how he meets up with Obi-Wan later on down the road, where they have that duel, and he dies. But, you know, sorry, spoiler alert.
It's okay, we're spoiling everything. Yeah,
it's just that episode.
Let's just put a warning at the beginning of the show, we may have some spoilers.
Exactly.
Or just title it The One About the Spoilers.
Yes. So, all right, give me a movie that is your guilty pleasure. As we got way off track on that.
It's the movie, whenever I'm sad, I always put it on.
Aww.
Shaun of the Dead.
That's not even bad. That's a good
I want something
well,
like
you said my guilty pleasure.
I'll take guilty pleasure.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Well, I meant like a guilty pleasure as in a movie that is like you. I'll take Shaun of the Dead.
It's so bad.
It's so bad. All
right.
Like risky business. How
bad I was going to say Eurotrip.
I loved Eurotrip,
but it was Finny.
I love that movie.
Stop dragging your ass on the carpet.
I only say that because that was basically my life. I literally dated a girl named Micah, and I'm not even joking about that.
Mike.
Yeah. Did somebody thought I was a boy? Like,
so, like, that was, I was like, oh, that's God funny. Damn it. Yeah. I was like, that movie, I actually, like, got into a fight with her and then I had to travel. It's another long story. One of my many, many European adventure trips.
Did you drink absinthe?
No. Girl. I know somebody that absinthe is actually involved in that story, which actually makes it really really, really funny. That's another thing I'll tell you guys. I can't tell that story on air. This people's identities I got to protect.
Darn it.
But yeah, okay, give me a movie that you think is so bad. It's like, yo, you got to watch how bad this movie is, bro. Like, Hereditary is mine because you saw Hereditary. Like, oh my God. It's so bad. Okay.
So bad, but it's, okay, hold on. Okay. Anyone But You.
Is that the one? Where
that's the new with Glenn Powell.
I'm trying to think which one is that. Hold on.
It just came out on Netflix.
And it was
with Sydney Sweeney.
Yes.
It was really cute, but I was embarrassed to watch it because the acting is so bad. Because let's be honest, Sydney Sweeney is not a great actress.
Oh.
That's gonna be my hard
She's
take.
Good in that one show. I saw a couple
Euphoria?
Of Yeah, Euphoria, but she's acting
I've never seen her in Euphoria. But
yeah, she's actually good in that.
Anyone But You, I was like,
but she's so hot.
But she's gorgeous. Gorgeous. Well, that's basically what that whole movie's about. It's just hot people hooking up.
Exactly. It's like Madame Web. Madame Web, the only reason why people saw that movie was because of her.
But she was only in there for like 20 seconds.
Yeah, but in the costume, literally in 20 seconds in that costume, and that was it.
And I was like, wait, I heard they bought the Dune bucket for that movie.
What?
Yeah, they were buying the Dune popcorn bucket to watch that movie.
Oh.
With extra butter and no popcorn.
There is actually a guy who was in the news. Some guy was actually caught abusing himself, is a better way of saying it, to her in the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Ooh, why don't you just buy a bootleg and do it at home like the rest of us?
I congratulate you on your taste, but not your performance. Okay.
he wanted to be like Pee-wee. That's
exactly.
Why.
I was just going to say that. I didn't want
to. Shout out to Pee-wee Herman.
Who's
the next
dead?
Guy.
Who's dead? Who's dead? That's
true. See that too. See that too.
Don't do that.
Pee-wee Herman, big shout out to him. I mean,
I mean, technically, he did it in.
It was an adult movie.
It's like he was the first guy.
I was gonna say they just ripped on him because he was Pee Wee Herman.
Right, exactly.
Right, and they could, yeah.
But that was like what's our today's children entertainer. Now think about it. Imagine if Miss Rachel was caught wearing something scandalous. Which, mind you, if you look online, there's not a lot, but there is. She's a hot woman.
Yeah, I know.
She is a very good looking woman.
I can imagine Pee Wee Herman like, hey kids, what's today's special word? Orgasm.
Nipple.
Too much? I'm sorry. It happened back in the 90s. I can make fun of it. It's not too soon. Yes. All right. All right. And then, literally, there was one. Susie, give me your favorite all-time can't stop watching movie. Can't stop, won't stop.
So I'm an old soul. I love.
If you say freaking Gone with the Wind,
not that old. I love classic comedies very, very much.
Okay.
The Birdcage is
a good movie.
Yes.
Nathan Lane
is one of my favorite actors. Robin Williams, of course, but like not to be biased, but I'm Jewish, so we watched a lot of Fiddler on the Roof growing up.
Yes.
And Nathan Lane played phenomenally in Fiddler on the Roof. I don't know if anybody's seen that.
Yes, he did. He was a great movie.
And I'm just a huge, huge fan, and the movie made me laugh, and it's such a good story because it's about like a non-traditional family.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just, it has such a happy ending and it has the best cast and I laugh from beginning to end and every character stands out so differently. Like, it's the shoes, you know,
I still think that, who was it? Robin Williams was playing the straight one, right? In to the family, right?
Well, they're all pretending to be straight.
Oh, yeah. Well, right. But he was like the real woman. Robin Lane was playing a woman.
Yeah.
And
Robin was playing the guy.
He was a gay guy trying to play a straight guy.
Yeah.
And let me correct myself first. Actually, Nathan Lane wasn't in Fiddler on the Roof. He was in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes.
So,
That was Robin Williams who was in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Well, Robin Williams in Doubtfire as well.
Right. I thought Nathan Lane did the makeup. That wasn't the person that did
the makeup. No, that was the dude from Independence Day. Hey, Maury.
Yes.
Yeah.
Should I
call my therapist?
Yeah, that's it.
That's the guy from Independence Day who worked with Jeff Goldblum.
Yes.
Yeah. So I've seen it a million times. I can see it a million more. I can almost quote it watching it, and it just makes me smile no matter what mood I'm in. My friends and I quote it all the time. So that's definitely my number one top, probably forever movie.
That's a good choice. All
right, give me a movie that you were like, I want to throw a baby at this screen.
So I'm going to say Tarzan.
Wait, whoa. There's a lot of Tarzan. We have
the one with Alex Skarsgård. Live. So I love the storybooks.
Talented actor, by the way. We love you to death.
Oh, Alex Skarsgård, you are incredibly swimming.
I loved you in freaking True Blood, dude.
Oh my God, I loved you in True Blood. I loved you. In Tarzan, although he did a great job. Yeah. I'm really enjoying this mic tonight. Alex Carr is a phenomenal actor.
Yep.
And Tarzan is a fantastic story.
Yep.
Whoever wrote this movie completely ruined it.
Yeah.
There's no story. A guy suddenly, a little kid who doesn't speak, suddenly winds up speaking, like, years later with no, like, story in between, with, like, the jungle. Like, you know, it's like the Jungle Book or whatever. Yep. And it's like, there was no story. It was just a really hot guy swinging from branch to branch, which I enjoyed.
Yeah.
But, like, that was it. Like, that was it. And I was so excited to see this movie because, like, Tarzan was, like, our childhood books, right?
Yeah.
Like, like, Curious George and, like, all of that. And I was,
the Disney
thrilled.
Movie, which was absolutely great.
Yeah, and the Disney
Phil
movie
Collins
was
put
fantastic.
Out a banger, by the way. Like, hey, we need a song about freaking this guy swinging through the woods. And he was like, here you go.
Yeah, and like, so, and I'm like, live action Tarzan, yes. And with Alex Skarsgård, double yes.
Yes.
It kind of reminds me what you're saying about how, you know how a lot of people were saying that, what's his name, ruined Kylo Ren?
Oh, yeah.
Adam Driver.
Yeah.
I remember saying, I was like, guys, even the best actors can only do so good when the writing sucks.
Now, the thing about Kylo Ren, too, it's like, the thing about Kylo Ren that really kind of screwed me up a lot, I think at this point will, like, resonate with you, is the fact that they didn't use the Knights of Ren.
At all.
They built them up. They're all there when the temple fell. Knights of Ren. He has his big order, whatever not, and then he turned into such a wuss in that movie.
Again, I do not think that was Driver's fault for obvious
reasons. Oh, no, not his fault.
Yeah,
yeah,
but it's just like you've probably seen his other films, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Great actor. Yeah. Amazing actor. I'll pay to watch that man read the phone book, so yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie, ever so often he'll do, like, a very dominant voice where he'll be like, yeah, you know what I want. And I'm like, ooh, my basement is flooded.
Hey, so is mine.
Do you remember the episode of Saturday Night Live that he did where he was, like, he was a boss, he did undercover boss on the planet? And then the best part was, like,
oh, I hear Kylo Ren is ripped.
I heard Kylo Ren is really ripped. Like, he's trying to amp himself up.
And like, oh, I could probably
I heard
the
Kylo Ren sucks. And then, like, he takes him and throws him across the room. Hey, that new guy, whatever his name is, Kevin.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Kevin sucks.
Screw you, Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a good. I mean, Kylo Ren had so much potential.
I stand by my claim. Even the best actors can only do so much with bad writing. And case in point.
Which, by the way, Alex Skarsgård, I really would pay you to read from a phone book.
Quick thing before I let Susie go back on. The whole thing about, like, Kylo Ren that I really wish did kind of happen is that, like, eventually he made his own Darth Helmet uniform at the end and began completely crazy. Like, I thought that him killing his dad was the most pinnacle point of that movie, in the first one, where he went off and was in 7. So in 7, I think, was the best one out of the three, obviously.
Obviously.
So with 3... with 7, he actually, when he got shot with that thing, people don't realize is like the dark side, the more pain and suffering you're in, the stronger you become. That's why he kept on punching himself to sit there.
Well, that's also why I don't think he was a total wimp because, you know, again, he knows to hurt himself is going to do this. Like, he's a very ends justify the means person in the film. But again,
what a bad screen. I mean, even the first one was great. I think he did a great job in the first one.
He did well with what
second
he
and third, absolute trash. Should not be watched by human beings ever again. Buried in the deepest part of the desert. And whoever, that stupid director.
Maybe one day we can have a Star Wars multiverse where this actually doesn't happen in the real
world. I'd totally be okay with it. And like the Death Star just shoots a whole bunch of lasers in and blows it all up.
Yeah, we'll have a Death Star of the multiverse.
Exactly.
And it just goes through different multiverses.
Exactly. That's the first one, and it goes back to it like 3 times. Are they dead? Yeah, 5 more times.
Shoot it again.
Shoot it again. It's still moving.
Are they dead now?
All right, Susie, last one. Give me your, I can watch this movie. Oh, you have to watch this movie. It's so bad.
So I'm gonna. So I'm a huge Kevin Smith fan. I want to say that first before I drag him down.
Oh, oh God, I know
I'm a huge, huge, huge Kevin Smith fan. I have loved almost every movie he has made. There's one movie I've seen like six times that I absolutely can't stand to the point where I show everybody and watch it. That is, well, I think it's called Walrus.
Tusk.
That's it.
Yeah.
What an, first of all, Justin Long, fantastic cast. I call everybody out. Great job acting. What a stupid.
It was
stupid, stupid movie.
Hey, Sue. How about this? For the people who haven't seen Tusk, why don't you describe it to us?
A guy is looking for like a really good story. He's like a reporter, and he finds this number for this really creepy guy looking for like
no spoilers. Somebody. Be careful. Just give a nice little
detail. Okay, somebody to volunteer. So he goes to this person's house who's a cyclic scientist of God knows what, and he's obsessed with walruses, and he drugs him and turns him into a walrus, like a real one.
A little bit of spoiler.
Yeah. A little bit at a time.
Yeah. A little bit at a time. Surgically. And it's just, and the way it ends, that ending scene's like in my head by the pool.
Yeah.
You know, I hate it so much. I want to know what the hell he was on or thinking or eating or drinking when he wrote that movie.
Susie, I thought I blocked this movie out from my memory. I was so traumatized by that goddamn movie. And I'm aware, I found out later, because in my head I'm like, I am going to make sense of this trauma. They were trying to do a horror comedy, and they severely screwed that up.
That was a fail. That was an epic fail.
That was a very epic fail. Yeah, that was a very epic fail. Because, and it, you know what? It did have potential, because I don't want to spoil too much, or should I?
But I already did.
Okay. Well, no, but not without spoiling it too much, the reason why that guy felt the need to turn a person into a walrus kind of made sense. He was trying to right a wrong that he had done.
And that is a crazy ending to that movie.
Yeah.
When you go, I swear, if anybody.
But I was like, whoa, you could have told that story in so many different ways, Kevin. Why?
Yeah. And like, why? I said to myself, you know, like sometimes I get down on myself, right? And then I'm like, I could have been turned into that.
Yeah,
like, my life is wonderful. Like
I could have minus both legs. Yeah. And then like had I don't even remember.
Life's
what,
not but it so was, bad.
Like stuff sewn into me, and then
it was just it's one of those movies I literally watched like this. Yeah. Like I was like, and then it was so bad I watched it a few more times for whatever reason.
To
and then
really
I
get
people
stuck
with
in
me
there,
to be like, wait, I have to, did I really see this? Like, can you watch this and just like did
like,
you see this?
Share in my trauma. Let's
like, it's like Bird Box. It's like, look at it.
Yeah.
Look at it.
Well, I know in the book for Bird Box, they were actually people were blinding themselves.
Yeah, blinding themselves. They were stabbing themselves. But they said the studio was like, that's too graphic. All right, so
that makes sense.
I want to give you guys a couple movies that were going to be honorable mentions for my, like, so bad, you have to watch it. I'm going to give you two. And I know one of them is going to definitely unlock a memory for you guys. The second one, it's going to disgust you, and it's going to really make you feel bad about things.
I think I know where you're going with this, but go on.
It's the second one's kind of like, oh my God, if you didn't hear about this movie, go watch it. First one, Human Centipede.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. Oh, what a disgusting movie.
I will say one thing. It's because of movies like that. I always make sure my car will never break down.
Yes. Helping out the people one day at a time.
It's so disgusting. He had to make a sequel.
Yeah.
Which I watched because why not? At this point, now I got to see what happens.
I'm in.
It's disgusting.
Is it Human Centipede Jesus? I don't know what's going on. So,
I mean, technically, the sequel is about someone that saw the first movie and then decided, I'm just going to torture a shit ton of people. I did find out the reason why the director had the idea for the film, and it's kind of funny.
Oh, really? I didn't hear about this. Go ahead, tell me.
So he was having a conversation with friends about what to do with like child molesters, and they decided that's the most acceptable punishment for child molesters.
Which I would agree.
100%. Listen, I think you need to do more.
I don't know how it just like went off the deep end to what it became, but that's how it started.
Also a movie that makes you feel much better about yourself because you could be in that situation.
No. Yep. You could be in that situation. The guy in the middle. Guy in the front. Hey, listen, that's your problem, dude. I'm okay.
I mean the back's pretty bad too because you're still taking shit upon shit.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So you ready for this other one? I want to see how you guys react to this one.
Man.
This one's really bad. This one traumatized me, and I was like, I watched it so many times because it's so bad. And there's certain movies.
Now.
at work, we have a certain collection of movies that we watch. So we're like, oh, this is a bad movie. Okay, let's watch it. Teeth.
I've seen Teeth.
I know about it. I did not see it.
I like Teeth. I saw it in the film.
It was, it's evil. Susie? Yeah.
I didn't see it.
I
do know the premise.
I want to tape you
I want to tape your reaction. Like, if you're watching this, if you're listening to this right now on like Spotify or Apple or whatever, you're right now or whatever.
Parts of it.
But yeah, I know. Yeah. But the whole thing is like, I'm sitting here with my hands on my face, just like, oh, the future that I'm going to bring to you that you're not part of right now.
Is this
like,
my homework?
Oh, this is your homework? I want to damn near record you watching the entire movie. Just for this. Susie Teeth is... Oh, it's brutal.
I'm really trying to guess like what it's about.
No, you won't.
Let's see if she can guess. What do you think it's about?
Okay, wait.
Three guesses. Definitely.
Susie, I want you to give me in your head a movie that fits to this demographic of the of the title
Teeth. So in my head, the head screams cannibal.
If you keep going.
Okay, and it screams like screwed up, like demented person that like murders and like eats people. Therefore, and he's got maybe he's got like a bad grill or something. I don't really know, but
eats parts.
Can I just say I liked how we all went in sync when
okay. We have the Beatles.
But now
pitch.
I have to see this.
No. I'm gonna tell it because because of what.
No, no, don't tell her. We're not telling her. She's gonna watch this. She's all gonna watch this on her own.
But it says it on the back of the video.
No. She's going to watch it. I'm going to send her a link for it, and you're just going to watch this movie. It's definitely out somewhere. It's definitely somewhere.
I can always YouTube it or whatever.
It's on Tubi, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It has to be.
Yeah,
so
everything that's weird is on Tubi.
Yeah. Tubi. Hey, you don't feel like going to sleep tonight?
Tubi.
So, Tubi, are you having a good day?
This just unlocked a memory for me. So me and a friend of mine, sometimes we will go on Tubi and watch the freakiest horror stuff we'll find or just the weirdest shit. And there was a movie, I believe it was from Cambodia, and it was called The Doll. It actually was not bad, but the ending is where, like, you see, like, the most carnage.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure if you saw a really creepy doll just show up randomly at your house, you wouldn't take it inside. But, you know, some people apparently do that.
Cambodia. They're nice people.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
What? Prince, aww. What?
Prince.
Prince agrees with you.
Yes, he does. I know, I love you too, boy. And, apparently there were sequels. There were ooh, two more made.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Oh, and I also remembered another thing. Anytime anybody says that they can't write something, just remember, there's a movie about an evil bong.
Oh, I heard about that.
And there's also a sequel to that about an evil bong versus the ginger dead man, not the gingerbread man.
I need to see this as well. What movie
we're
going to
put
this
up.
Look on Tubi and Amazon Prime. You could always find the weirdest stuff.
Shudder's actually a good one, too.
Oh, Shudder, yes. Yeah. That's specifically for horror.
Yeah, but it's got a lot of like weird ones.
Ladies and gentlemen, you ready for a very special announcement about our next episode? I'm putting it together right now. It's going to be a very special after-school special episode of the Nerd Badge Podcast. Guess what we're doing?
Are we going to like watch Susie flip out when she sees the movie?
No.
Because I would totally watch that.
So same thing. Even better. Ladies and gentlemen, our next episode, we're doing, drum roll please, our very own nerdy dating game! We have one bachelor and we have three eligible bachelorettes. Ooh. And we're going to sit there and play some games. They're going to be divided. They're not going to be able to see each other, look at each other or anything. And they're not going to know anything about each other. And the bachelor has to pick between three females to go on a date.
Aw, that sounds fun.
So it's going to be a great time. It's going to be really funny. I am going to try and make this work the best way that I can because I got to set this up in a very special way because it's going to be right here. We're going to set up the cameras in a different location. So, I think what I can do is, I might take one camera and just like make the divider that way and then have her sit at the table and talk to me and then like have her, and have her be behind. It's going to be a very special episode.
If this is successful, will you do it again and again?
Oh, yeah. I'll just do it reversed. I'll do one girl, and then she has to pick between
three
guests.
It'll be like a monthly,
guests.
I
don't know yet. Because we do two episodes a month. So, I'm going to need a little bit more sponsorship in order for that to happen, because I got to pay the bank here.
Hint, hint.
Sponsorship. I mean, really, sponsors. SWA, I don't know if, I'll put up a picture right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the crowd that you get when you go through the sponsorship process here at the Nerds Bad Podcast. We always have a great time here. And again, we're very respectful. We have two sponsors right now, HAWA, who didn't give me promotional stuff, but I'll just shoot out the next show. June 1st, HAWA is coming up. We're going to be wrestling in Springfield, Massachusetts. I'm going to put up the address as soon as I get it. I'll definitely be within the next episode. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. We did good today.
This was such a fun episode.
It was such a fun episode. We got to talk about things we love, things we hate, things we love to hate, and dogs. Play with a puppy. All right, am I playing with a dog? We're dog friendly. I should do an episode on pets. I should do an episode on pets. That should be the next one. Everyone bring it. We're not bringing the cats. We're never going to get Squishy out of here. Yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, episode 8. We did it. We're done! Yes! Finished! Nailed it! Done!